brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are on the trail of another massive 9/11 inside job story that is as big as the WTC7 cover-up unraveling at the BBC, as well as CNN. Joining us in the second hour of this Wednesday, March 7th, 2007 edition, David Hawkins and Captain Field McConnell will both be joining us on the air. Yesterday in the third hour, we interviewed the Northwest Airlines pilot who resigned on Monday, discussing the information he has about remote control override systems he claims are in many Boeing-manufactured aircraft. And since then, we've done a lot of research. The listeners went absolutely ape, did a bunch of research. And this is a massive story. When we get back from break, I'm going to break down why, regardless if this captain or David Hawkins are correct, it's a big story, period, because it caused us to flesh out new information that was hidden in plain view. You know, that happens so many times. About a year and a half ago, I sued Access Television in the city of Austin. This is just a little small local issue because they were trying to violate their charter and destroy the First Amendment and basically shut the place down. And in the process, we discovered massive fraud, and their director was convicted of 47 years in prison, commuted down to 9 years in prison, and they're hot on the trail of others. We know he was just the front man. And so I kind of liken that local event to this. We start looking at one facet of the hundreds of smoking guns of 9/11 because of a claim of a pilot and a forensic scientist, forensic economist, and it leads us into a whole area that we frankly hadn't spent enough time on, and you, the listeners, go out there and ferret about and have found just masses of mainstream documentation that is extremely troubling. Extremely troubling. There's a big report out by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com with the headline concerning a pilot going public saying there are explosives on many of the planes wired into these remote control systems. I don't know if that's true. I hope to God that's not the case. I believe that Captain Field McConnell believes that, and he says that David Hawkins, this researcher, has more evidence of it. Mr. Hawkins did send us some evidence. I'm literally trying to wade through hundreds of pages. And then I've got all the stuff listeners sent us. I was up late last night trying to read over all this till about 2 a.m. And by the time I get back on air at 11 a.m., I'm a little bit flustered, but we'll try to codify it and go over it all, because it's like trying to drink out of a fire hose that's on high here. But we'll try to make sense of it all today. Also, Senator Hagel suggests possibility of Bush impeachment. He's not accountable anymore. This out today. Also out today on Wednesday, Iran warns of serious response if more sanctions. Taiwan tests missile capable of hitting China. Verdict in Libby perjury trial leaves Cheney exposed. Democratic lawmakers respond to verdict, say don't pardon Libby. Will Bush pardon Scooter Libby is the big question. The jurors are explaining in the Libby verdict that they felt he was a fall guy and felt sorry for him. There's a bill to block credit cards for illegal aliens. It's like yesterday. They discovered a huge hole in the Earth's crust. Associated Press, massive news story, turns all they know about tectonic plate activity on its head. I spent 15 seconds on it, didn't even cover it. I'm trying to dig into the stack from yesterday, cover that too today. It's just, there's so much news. We'll be right back.
It's
next year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just recapping what I said in the last segment, we're hot on the trail of a very important facet of the 9/11 inside job investigation. We'll be delving into that in great detail at the bottom of this hour, into the second hour, with David Hawkins, who is a forensic economist for disaster analysis. We've got him joining us, as well as Captain Field McConnell. Field McConnell is going to be in ABC Studios doing a live news piece, but then he'll be joining us via cell phone. And then we're going to have David Hawkins joining us from his home. Now, let me just recap. I believe these men believe what they're saying. I don't know if their report is completely accurate. We're trying to vet that, but this is very serious. When a Northwest Airlines pilot in good standing goes public for the last 2 months, resigns on Monday, puts in for early retirement, and is now suing the government, claiming that they have allowed suing Boeing and saying that the government has allowed them to illegally put in a remote control gyro chip into many of their Boeing aircraft in their fleet. And then he claims that can be connected to explosive bolts in the doors as some part of an anti-terrorism program that's secret. so that if an aircraft is hijacked on the ground, they can blow the doors off so it can't be pressurized or take off, and so anti-terror SWAT teams can enter. And they say they'll bring forward evidence of that today, coming up in the second hour. Now, that part I haven't confirmed. I believe they believe it. But there are other claims about this specific chip name, about the fact that it's been covertly tested, is accurate, and Boeing has made statements claiming they haven't implemented this, claiming it doesn't exist, and then we have other statements where they say it does exist, and where they've given interviews freely to the press on this subject. So we'll start walking through the basics of this in about 22 minutes from now when we come back out of break at 33 after. Then our guest will join us in the second hour. In the third hour, I'm going to shift gears into other news and, of course, open the phones up and take your calls. We may even open the phones up for quick comments later in the next half hour so that you can comment specifically. I'd like you to call in on the issue of the guidance systems and any points or topics or news articles you've come across. But again, all the stuff we discovered since we announced this yesterday, thanks to you listeners ferreting out these reports and transcripts, that's coming up. In the meantime, Senator Hagel, who's a top Bilderberg Group gopher or legate, is set in the new Esquire to be on store magazine racks in the next week. Progress website has this. Hagel suggests possibility of Bush impeachment. He's not accountable anymore. According to a new report in Esquire magazine, Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican, Nebraska, who owns the voting machine company that people vote for him on, has suggested that Congress may consider the impeachment of President Bush before his term ends. And they have a link to Esquire promoting this, so it's confirmed. The president says, I don't care. He's not accountable anymore, Hagel says, measuring his words by the syllable and his syllables almost by the letter. He's not accountable anymore, which isn't totally true. You can impeach him before this is over. You might see calls for his impeachment. I don't know. It depends on how this goes. Now, they did vote, 4-1 in the Judiciary Committee in the New Mexico legislature yesterday. This came in at the end of the show. It was dropped the ball and didn't cover it. And now it's going to be going to the full Senate in New Mexico as early as today. In fact, we might want to get Lerman on for just 5 minutes in the third hour, Kevin, to give us an update on that. And then that would go to the House of Representatives federally, where they could have an up or down vote, but it does broach the subject and bring it in. And other states are moving, like Vermont, with similar resolutions. Why is this important? Senator Hagel goes to many of the Bilderberg Group meetings. He has been quoted by inside sources going back to pre-Iraq attack in 2002, where the big split between the Anglo-American faction, Anglo-American British faction, the dominant faction, with the next most powerful faction of the five major factions, the European faction, which are joined like Siamese twins at the hip and share many of the same organs, literally, in their whole apparatchik, a major split that has only been intensified and deepened and accentuated over the globalists, and one arm believing that the Iraq war is endangering their entire program that they believe should be incremental. And so to have Hagel out talking like this, and this isn't the first time, really shows that there is an attempt to rein Bush in and to stop an attack on Iran by a large faction of the global system, the global crime system, the global crime syndicate. And it's literally a syndicate. They meet around big tables and debate it all out, and they have the same agenda, just differences on how it should be implemented. So there's that report on Hagel. This is out of a French news agency, French Press. Iran warns of serious response if more sanctions World powers will receive a serious response from Iran if they adopt a new UN resolution imposing more sanctions over its atomic drive. Top nuclear negotiator Ali Larijani warned today if they go ahead in an extreme manner and issue a resolution, they will receive a serious answer and the conditions will change. Larijani was quoted as saying by the state-run INRA agency. So we're dealing with that. It goes on, issuing a resolution will affect many things, he said, without elaborating. Ambassadors from the UN Security Council's five permanent members, plus Germany, are mulling new sanctions over Iran and its refusal to suspend uranium enrichment operations, which they fear could be diverted to make nuclear weapons. Oh, yeah, at 8% when they need like 90-something percent enrichment. Diplomats said the world powers hope to present a text for the full 15-member council in the next few days, although they are unlikely to agree on a draft resolution this week. In reality, there are two paths in front of them. One path is that we should follow this matter through realistic and not artificial negotiations. We prefer the first path, said Larijani. The Security Council already agreed a sanctions resolution in December that targeted Iran's nuclear program and ballistics industry. The new proposed resolution would also include new financial and trade restrictions. Iran vehemently denies it is seeking nuclear weapons capability and insists it has a right under the Non-Proliferation Treaty to conduct uranium enrichment for electricity generation. Meanwhile, an escalation in the Taiwan-Chinese split. Taiwan tests missile capable of hitting China. Taiwan has tested a medium-range missile capable of hitting Shanghai or Hong Kong, reports from the island said today. President Chen Shui-bian personally attended the launch of the Brave Wind 2E missiles last month, according to the United Daily News. The missiles have a range of 600 miles, bringing large areas of eastern and southern China within range. The government refused to confirm the report, but it was published as a time of heightened tension between Beijing and the inland island, which has been ruled separately from the mainland since 1949, and which China regards as a renegade province awaiting reunification. And, of course, Bush has moved away, continuing Clinton's policy of not supporting Taiwan and breaking our 50-plus year defense treaty with them. Very shameful. Continuing. Verdict in Libby perjury trial leaves Cheney exposed, Herald Tribune. In legal terms, the jury has spoken in the Libby case. In political terms, Vice President Dick Cheney is still awaiting a judgment. We have major publications, I would add, reporting that he may step down because of a blood clot in his leg, a convenient excuse. For many weeks, Washington watched transfixed as the trial of Louis Libby Jr. cast Cheney, his former boss, in the role of puppeteer, pulling the strings in a covert public relations campaign to defend the administration's case for war in Iraq and discredit a critic. Really, this looks like a positioning of Condoleezza Rice to run as VP or maybe even as president against Hillary in this world of tokenism where only your sex matters or your race, your It just makes my head spin that all of these distractionary sub-issues, they're not even issues. I mean, all of these presidential candidates are bought and paid for by the very same industries, the very same lobbies. I mean, I guess there's a few issues in this that are important. I mean, I guess it's more important than super sub-issues that are non-issues like Britney Spears shaving her head or the death of Anna Nicole Smith. It's just amazing. Democratic lawmakers reopen and are saying that they do not want a pardon for Libby. I'm trying to rush through all of this. There's just too much news here. The big question is, will Bush pardon Scooter Libby? We'll briefly talk about that on the other side. The jury is saying that they felt he was a fall guy. Then we'll shift gears into some good news. on the illegal alien invasion front, and then we'll get into what I really want to cover, the remote control possibilities of 9/11.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Welcome back. All right. Bill would block credit cards for illegals. This is from commercialappeal.com, one of these financial news sites. Blackburn seeks to close loophole in U.S. banking system. U.S. Representative Marsha Blackburn, Republican, Tennessee, introduced legislation Monday that would prevent illegal immigrants from receiving credit cards from American financial institutions. The Photo Identification Security Act would require banks to use what Blackburn calls secure forms of identification to obtain credit. In a statement put out by her office, she says Bank of America has come under fire in response to reports that it allows illegal immigrants access to credit cards without proper identification. And they have federal laws on this for citizens. And the banks go even further. We did a test. We sent Kevin Smith in a few weeks ago to Bank of America down the street from here, where you heard they were just doing this in L.A. It's nationwide. And they told him three forms of ID, buddy, just to cash a check in there. And it's the same thing when you set up a bank account. But, oh my gosh, if you're an illegal alien, you can forget it. You can go in and get a bank account with no ID. And then once you have that, you get a tax ID number, housing loans, car loans. And the CEOs of these companies and bank chairmen were in the AP and in the LA Times, two separate articles over 3 months, saying, we're doing this to help strengthen the roots of these groups. Why, there's a terrible move to kick them out of this country. And we're just doing this to help them. How about helping the American people, the Hispanic Americans and Black Americans and White Americans and Asian Americans, Americans, period. The point is, your big brother system is for us, the cattle, us, the chumps, the marks, who are here to have everything sucked off of us and to be pushed around. Okay? I'm for no IDs for anybody, by the way. I know the war on terror is a fraud. I know it's a scam. But don't you try to have this two-tier system anymore. I've had enough of it. Then they have these stage roundups every 2 months on average where they go arrest on average about 700 people. Some are 500, some are 1,200. You've seen the different arrests, so I just average them together. 700 people on average are arrested. There are 3 million illegals coming into this country a year. 900 and something thousand legals. So that's almost 4 million versus every 2 months them arresting 700 and something people. So you're talking about, what, 3,000-4,000 people getting arrested a year. Most of them never even get sent back. Oh, they're really cracking down on the illegal aliens. And they've had another one of these highly publicized raids. It's been 2 months, and they've done it again. Colorado raided, accused of hiring illegals. I'm so used to seeing COs, Colorado. Company raided. Company hired illegal immigrants to keep up with military contracts, feds say. AP, the owner of three managers of a New Bedford leather manufacturer that won more than a $91 million U.S. military contracts, were arrested Tuesday for allegedly hiring illegal immigrants. Hey, why don't you just hire Americans? You've got these big, fat, no-bid contracts. At least Americans should make a little bit of money off this stinking war if we're going to have it. The company, Michael Bianco, Inc., hired illegal aliens as it tried to meet deadlines to supply backpacks and other products to the military. Oh, yeah. No, you were greedy and didn't want to pay people a living wage. Federal officials said in a court filing, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers raided the company Tuesday morning. In an affidavit, investigators claimed that the owner of Francisco Insolia, plant manager Dilla Costa, payroll manager Anna Figario, and another manager, Gloria Mello, allowed an undercover officer who told them she was an illegal immigrant to continue working at the plant. And it goes on to say they had a whole bunch of illegals working there, and it was a sting operation. Hey, if you got probable cause, folks, all you do is you have these investigators pull up in the parking lot in the morning and say, let me see your green card. And if they don't have that, that's probable cause, and 10 van loads of agents pull up, and you go raid the whole place. You don't need big, long, two-month-long sting operation investigations when you got probable cause. Oh, no, but you'll pull whole families over at illegal, federally funded checkpoints and pull everybody's junk out on the side of the road with no probable cause. But when you've got probable cause, you won't use it. It's a joke. All right, I didn't get through a tenth of the stack, okay? I'll get to it in the third hour. I'm getting into the remote-controlled aircraft, big breaking developments. It's just incredible. When we get back on the other side, and then I do need to elaborate more on what could happen with this whole Scooter Libby situation. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns.
The ring of fire.
The ring of fire.
And it burns, burns.
All right, we're back live.
The ring of fire.
Before I get into this whole remote control issue and are there explosives on planes story, just giving you the basic facts before our guests are scheduled to join us in the next hour. Let me just remind all of the listeners out there that are tuning in that I'm a documentary filmmaker. I have made 15 films. The latest film is Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. It is the most powerful film I've ever made. There's over 3 hours on the DVD. The film is right under 2 hours. It's 114 minutes long. The extras are 68 minutes. The highlights of the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium we had last June in Los Angeles. It's worth it to get the DVD just for that. I mean, great 9/11 information. The film covers admissions where our government and other governments admit they staged terror attacks or claim they've been attacked to start wars or to crack down on populations. From Hitler to the Gulf of Tonkin, from Gliwice to Gladio, to Ajax, to Northwoods. Then we go to London and cover the 7/7 bombings with precision. Then we move on from there to the latest 9/11 information and Building 7 info. And then we expand out into their master plan, the police state, the propaganda. It really is my best film, and the critics have said that. And it's been as high as number 8 on Amazon.com. You can get it there if you'd like, or just get it from Infowars.com. Now, it's the only one of my films you can get on Amazon. You can get it at Infowars.com as low as $9.95 a piece. I think on Amazon it's like $12. But you can get it as low as $9.95 at Infowars.com. I haven't even made my money back yet on this film. I don't care. It is the thrill, the pleasure of making a professional film with the information to fight the globalist. So support us. Get the DVD at Infowars.com. Get America Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions. So many other books and videos. The best stuff I've seen, the best books, the best videos, the best books on tape, they're all available on the online video and bookstore shopping cart that is totally secure. That's Infowars.com. Or you can simply call toll free 888-253-3139. We've also added the best shortwave radios for the price that I have found. They are just amazing. These Kato radios are basically Sangian clones. We've tested them side by side, and they're about 30 to 40% the price, 30 or 40% off the price of a comparable Sangian. So you can get, you know, a radio for $100. It's $150, $170, depending on where you get it. And we're selling them to move at Infowars.com. We're on shortwave, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight. There's a whole world of foreign stations in English. It's just such an exciting thing. It blows satellite radio away because you just buy it and you don't have to pay for it anymore. It's very hard to cut off. And the show comes in most days like good AM radio. At night it really comes in good because we're on a powerful shortwave affiliate, WWCR 11 to 2, and then back from 9 to midnight. And they gave me a report the other day. In the middle of the night, they're re-airing 3 hours of it, too, for free. It's the only really broadcast info that we pay for. We do pay each month to have a world service, and because it doesn't really generate any capital to help us fund the operation. But we get letters from Africa and Indonesia and China and calls from McMurdle Weather Station in Antarctica and people listening in rural areas of Canada and Montana and Texas. And, you know, affiliates come and go. You know, average, we'll have an affiliate about 2 years, and they usually sell or change formats. That happens. We gain new affiliates. But you just go get a shortwave. Don't have a computer or your computer ties you down. Get a shortwave from us at Infowars.com. We also have these little FM transmitters that come with a 4-volt plug. If you get a 6-volt plug at Radio Shack for like $10 and plug it in, it doubles the transmission power of these little FM transmitters. Then you add an antenna to that, and it can quadruple it, I'm told, by folks that have them and by the people that manufacture it. But they, again, can't really promote that because what they sell is FCC approved. We have it. It is the C-Crane FM transmitter. You just dial in the frequency you want to broadcast on. You plug it into your MP3 player or into your boombox or into your car radio or into your computer. You can just stream Genesis 24 hours a day and tell your neighbors all about it, and they can tune in, or folks in your office and the office above you and the office below you, depending. If you soup it up and get a more powerful power adapter, it will double it. And again, add a little antenna. We're talking about that's a double, then it doubles that, so that's a quadrupling. I know folks that have these that I was saying 400 feet, I'm told, no, 2, 3, 4 city blocks in your car. So I'm done talking about it. They're available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Be sure and check out all the big discounts we have on Infowars.com, or you can call and they can tell you about the different discounts. We've got deals where my films are as low as $5.95 apiece. My first 7 films are finally all now on DVD. We've been so busy we never converted them over. You can get all 3 of my Police State films, 3 DVDs, and a box set for $34.95. That's 45% off at Infowars.com. Those are the kind of deals. And every order gets a free Pocket Constitution, Bill of Rights, Citizen Rule Book. Very useful information where you can buy those at cost from us. Yes, we sell them to you at cost. We add, we get them at cost, and then we add like 10% for handling. I don't think it even covers it for my employees to stick it in an envelope and send it to you. So we're selling these at cost. I don't know why I'm doing it. Frankly, I lowered the prices about a year ago, and it didn't increase sales, but I don't care. Whatever. That's what I did. And the reason I raised this is because your support, the caveat, the added addendum, the fringe benefit, is that you don't just get great materials to be more informed yourself and to make copies and give them to other people and make them more informed and save this country and this planet from tyranny, but you also help us fund our operations and what we're doing. Because so much of what we do is just pure outreach. And then, of course, there's PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other documentaries, my weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. It is only 15 cents a day. Check it out, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let me just try to cover this properly. Let me do my best to go over this. Again, sometimes I research something that I have so much knowledge on it that it's hard to even put it all out succinctly. Number one, let me just say this. I believe the guest we're going to have on in the next hour, David Hawkins, who is a forensic economist, and Captain Field McConnell, a former Northwest Airlines pilot who resigned Monday, who took early retirement Monday, I believe that they believe in what they're saying. I don't know if they're right about everything. I certainly know they're right about some of what they're saying. This story has massive import to the 9/11 investigation and to the safety of the traveling public. And so let me just boil it down to what we know. Boeing, indeed, as of the late 90s, had developed a microchip that was similar to chips in guided cruise missiles that could be implanted into the motherboard autopilot systems of Boeing aircraft. And they say that by satellite, the government or private security companies can remotely access the planes and that the pilots can do nothing. And they can fly the plane with more precision than the pilots can. They've been doing tests, landing and taking off and flying thousands of miles with these aircraft from California to Australia, in Europe to Germany. We know that's true. And the headline, if we were going to write a story on this, should read, could Boeing system allow hackers to take control of aircraft? That's one angle. Two, why has Boeing been deceptive about this, and why won't the different pilots associations and others that have been asked to respond, if this has indeed been implanted in planes, why won't they respond? Why, when we've called Boeing, do they just say this pilot's crazy and that it isn't true, and then we go find massive news reports where they're telling their shareholders, where they're doing interviews, where Boeing's saying they have developed this? So the question is, has Boeing put an illegal, unauthorized, unapproved by the FAA, have they put an unapproved part in the aircraft? Then another question, did the planes on 9/11 have this installed? Now, yesterday I got on air and I told the story for the umpteenth time that it was either the night of 9/11 or the day after. I think it was September 12th. I'm watching television, watching it as it unfolds. I believe I was recording, because we were recording on two TVs at my house at the time. I was broadcasting and officing out of my house at the time in 2001. And I have hundreds of tapes and don't have the staff to ever watch them when I didn't label it properly because you just jam them in and forget, and I don't know where it is. But I had said that I had seen George Bush giving a speech in what I remember to be New York, and he started saying, hey, don't worry, we've got a system we've already been testing of remote controlling planes, that way no hijackers can hijack. And somebody behind him with dark hair reaches up, and you can see him grab him by his sleeve, and you're seeing it from an angle, and the guy's on the other side of Bush, and kind of pulling on his coat, and Bush says, well, We'll talk about that more later. Well, listeners went around ferreting about, and they indeed found a transcript from late September of Bush a few weeks later in Chicago in a hangar at O'Hare saying the exact same thing and not being stopped. But we have not found what I saw, believe, September 12th. I've got to go look it up. When was he in New York? If he wasn't there on the 12th, then it was on the 11th. It was the day. It was after he was on the pile, and then he went and... But again, that's just one point. I've got hundreds here, literally, folks. I have a giant file on this now. And we have all those quotes, and we're putting it in an article. Paul's written an article that has part of the quote in it. In fact, here is President Bush, CNN Live event special, aired September 27, 2001, 11:40 Eastern Time. Okay, this is President Bush. And third, we will set aside $500 million in new funding for aircraft security. Grants will go to airliners for enhanced cockpit protection. We look forward to working with the pilots and airliners to fortify doors and provide stronger locks so our pilots will always be in command of the airplanes. Applause. We will invest in new technology for aircraft security with grants to develop transponders that cannot be switched off in the cockpit, video monitors in the cockpit to alert pilots in trouble in the cabin, and we look forward to all kinds of technologies to make sure our airlines are safe, for example, including technology to enable controllers to take control over distressed aircraft and land it by remote control. Now, when I saw him, it was a little different. He said, we've got systems, and we've already developed them that will allow us to take control of the planes. So, again, he said this multiple times. But here it is, CNN transcript. We provided the links. He did indeed say this. Okay? There it is. Now, the German newspaper Der Spiegel reported October 28, 2001, and then we found another report here from several months before 9/11 where they reported the same thing. And it says, August 2001, German newspaper Der Spiegel later reports this month the U.S. company Raytheon landed a 727 six times in a military base in New Mexico without any pilot on board. This was done to test equipment, making future hijackings more difficult by allowing ground control to take over the flying of a hijacked plane. Der Spiegel, 10/28/01, even though Der Spiegel got their information directly from Raytheon, most media reports for 9/11 suggest that technology is currently impossible. We have all those reports with the media and the government saying it's impossible and calling us conspiracy theorists if we say this exists. That's what's important. We need to go find all the reports where they denied this existed and then show that. And I was telling my writers about this because I remember reading them and seeing them, and they're like, well, we haven't seen those. Well, go find them. This is important, folks. For instance, frankly, I did find them, and I didn't know my printer was out of ink, and this morning I went to get it, and it wasn't there, so hours of research was down the toilet. Even though Der Spiegel got their information directly from Raytheon, most media reports of 9/11 suggest that technology is currently impossible. For instance, the Observer quotes an expert who says the technology is pretty much there, but still untried. Observer 9/16/01, the New York Times reports on Bush's speech in which he mentioned that the government would give grants for research for new technology probably far in the future, allowing air traffic controllers to land distressed planes by remote control. New York Times, 9/28/01. In the wrong hands, couldn't such technology have caused the 9/11 attacks without needing any hijackers on the planes? See 1998 and September 25, 2001. Then Der Spiegel, a forced landing system developed in the U.S., will make planes hijacking more difficult. In case of emergency, the crew operates a switch and a machine steers automatically to the next airport. And it goes on to say they were testing this before 9/11 in Germany. The times for an airplane kidnapper are becoming harder. In America, engineers are working to land kidnapped machines in the future by an improved autopilot without assistance of the cockpit or the nearest airport, an emergency switch. Where the ground control operates crew, the levers in the airplane are then blocked, and the kidnappers can no longer control the plane. This is how the Germans call hijackers kidnappers, and the plane from the hand controls. According to recent news releases, technicians of U.S. aviation and army company Raytheon, already in August of 2001, landed a passenger aircraft six times successfully on a military airport in Holloman, New Mexico. The plane was equipped with a special force landing system without any pilots. The Boeing 727 oriented itself as usual, the radar signals at the end of the runway, but by the condition and combination of GPS satellite and ground signals, which help to exactly compute the altitude and thus to necessarily angle the approach with the deviation no greater than 1 meter, 3 feet, like a cruise missile, 3 feet accuracy. They can shoot them down chimneys. Folks, the stack goes on for just, it's 5 inches tall. Okay, I've just covered 1 millimeter of it. This is out of BFI Technologies, November 11th, 1997. BEI, Technologies, Inc. announces Boeing selection of gyro chip for 737 airplane. BEI Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ's BEIQ, announced that its microchip gyrochip sensor has selected by Honeywell and Boeing for use in a modification of the rudder system of the current model Boeing 737 airplane. The solid-state quartz gyroscope is manufactured by Systron Donner Internal Division, a division of BEI's principal subsidiary, and it goes on to say what it does. This is just incredible. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The preacher man says it's the end of time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I
got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve about and you can't make a run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome back.
We make great.
All right, I'm going to hold Kevin over into the next segment because I've got to cover all this basic data, then get our guest on. Because, again, I get this airline pilot on. He's going, you don't know about the BATF. You don't know about how the fact they're not allowed to have those explosives in there. I'm telling you. And I'm just thinking, this sounds crazy. Then we're sent all this data. This is the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. We've got two separate articles. Boeing, of course, is based in Seattle. Their corporate offices have now moved their main manufacturing to Beijing. Kevin Smith himself is a pilot. His brother's a commercial pilot, so that's why I've got Kevin in here. Kevin, we're reading over this, and again, we've got hundreds of pages of news articles here. It's like trying to eat an elephant here. We just found exactly what they were saying separately from these guys telling us, and this is one of the heads of Boeing admitting. Kevin, tell us the date, the name, the headline. Kevin Smith, please give it to us.
You talk about being inundated with information. I guess I was chewing on the trunk and didn't see the tail on this one. But, yeah, this is a transcript of a speech by Boeing's Doug Bain. And Doug is the Boeing Senior Vice President and General Counsel. And this was from a Boeing leadership meeting on January 5th of 2006. And most of it, he's complaining to the other executives how they're being piled on in these lawsuits and these problems with the chips they supplied to China illegally. But there's a part in here. In a little later in the article, it goes, we can all get resuspended, or our IDS, integrated defense systems, can be debarred. We can lose our security clearances. And one nasty little thing that the BATF, which has almost explicit prohibition on possessing explosives, for those of you here at BCA, Boeing Commercial Airplanes, you might remember that every single door on an airplane has actuators that are triggered by explosives. So why do I keep talking about this stuff? The simple answer is, if we're not careful, it can happen again. Boeing VP.
Now, so we've got explosives, exactly. Now, notice the news tries to make this pilot who retired over this on Monday, a military veteran, they tried to make him sound nuts, but when he says there's bombs, no, what he told the newspaper is they've got illegal explosives in the doors, and he believes because this is a remote control system controlling the whole plane, this is a system that's integrated in for total control of the aircraft, he's saying they can remotely detonate those doors. I think that's completely legitimate.
I would think so, too. And they say, well, if the terrorists take over a plane, we won't let them fly to their intended target. We can just land them on the ground. Well, you better hope that it's a benevolent person on the end of that remote control. And if we think back to Egypt Air 990 a few years before 9/11, that Boeing plane went nosedive straight into the Atlantic Ocean. They said the co-pilot overpowered the pilot and, you know, some sort of a jihad and flew straight into the water. Now, that's the same controller that was controlling a couple of the flights on a 9/11, too.
Yeah, stay there. Let's talk about this.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.